Peter and I have enjoyed LCF and CMF conferences now over a period of time. And I want to say, firstly, thank you to Werner and to Louise for all of the work they've done in putting this particular day conference together. Opportunities like these can be rare, rare occasions when we can get together to build relationships, provide a forum for thoughtful reflection and discussion, and to be with like-minded professionals. But most of all, to understand that what we do because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to then start thinking about that from a Christian worldview perspective. We've done these events now in Wales and in London, and Peter and I were in Cambridge just a couple of weeks ago, and we're delighted to be back here. And you've heard a lot from Peter in terms of an introduction to our theme today. What we want to do is now make it a little bit more personal. Personal to you guys, to enable you to interact together. The feedback from all the various conferences we've been doing is that everybody has enjoyed actually an opportunity earlier on in the day to talk through some of the issues that maybe you've been hearing about here and some of the issues that you are facing personally, to discuss the challenges that you face together in small groups and to really get down to the nitty-gritty. So often we leave that sort of discussion until the very end of the day, and we sort of have a bit of a group discussion, then we all go home. Well, we want you to sort of start now and to continue those discussions over lunch as well. So in about 15 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to do that, and you will be sort of you're putting yourselves into some small groups and then thinking through some of those challenges. Each one of us here today will have come across particular circumstances, particular challenges, where you might find it tough to discern what is right to do as a Christian. How do I act and react as a Christian in this particular situation? How do I act and react as a Christian lawyer or medic in this situation? We may not know initially what that right response would be to that. We'll need wisdom and discernment. But the thing is, it's not likely that the challenges that you are facing are new. Others will have faced them before. And it's also not likely that you're alone as you think about those challenges and decisions. Others are facing those same issues, those same dilemmas, those same concerns that you are. And part of the role that we at LCF and CMF want to do is to encourage you to build up networks, to build up your relationships, to have the confidence to discuss these things together, to pray through them, and to look at God's word. And we can do that in different ways. I know that Peter meets up very regularly with a local CMF group in St. Albans. 9 or 10 of them come together. They have good cake, good coffee, and they grapple with those issues. They look at God's word and they pray together and talk to one another and seek God's guidance through that. I've been very grateful. My background is a family lawyer. And before I went out to Africa and then after I came back, I practiced on the high street doing family law, anything from high-end divorce cases through to those difficult domestic violence and childcare cases. And I've had the benefit of getting to know the LCF Family Law Group over many years. And they have been a great source of encouragement to me. And I would encourage you, if you are in particular areas of medicine or law, to build up friendships with other Christians who do that type of work. Because what I found was that I could be sitting at my desk trying to grapple with a very difficult decision, trying to think through how do I deal with this ethically. And I would pick up the phone to those people that I got to know in that family law group. They wouldn't know the particular people or circumstances, but they were a great source of encouragement as they prayed. They'd often tell me, "I don't have the answer for you, but I'm willing to pray with you and to do that." So we want to hear together and to do this. As it says in Hebrews, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." See, our first port of call must be the local church. That's where we get a lot of our support, and we must be plugged in to the local church. But there are times when there are the specifics of our professional lives where we find crumbs. Do I really want to talk about this? Because it's going to take me a long time before they're going to actually understand the issues I'm facing. So getting together in these groups at these times is really important. And we can encourage one another daily as we do our work. We do everything unto the Lord. What you see on the screen here is a new initiative we're doing in London with young lawyers called Essential Truths. And the impact on these people's lives is immense. We now get somewhere between 50 and 70 young lawyers in London meeting once a month, grappling with that particular question, can I be a Christian and a lawyer at the same time? And we look at various aspects of life, and it's great to see them thinking through the issues. We've heard from Peter this morning that we're called to serve the Lord where he has called us and put us. But we also understand the reality of the challenges that we have as we clash against a different worldview. And we need to think about things from a biblical worldview and discern how we react to the situations around us in a biblical way. How do we cope with those things? How do we deal with those things? And how can we bear witness to the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel as we go about our everyday life? We can't underestimate the impact that our lives are going to have as we deal with the issues and challenges we face. The way we react, the way we speak, the way we act will have an impact on our colleagues, on our clients, on our patients, and of course on those closest to us, our families and our friends. And there are no shortage of areas that are ripe for discussion amongst us today. There's a whole load of areas, both personally and professionally, that we face today as challenges. So what are those particular challenges that we might face? Those areas where we have to say to ourselves, it's not easy to define what a Christian lawyer or a Christian medic must think, say, or do. Sometimes, as we've heard already from Peter this morning, those ethical and conscience issue challenges. How do we think through those things? And I'll come on to that a little bit later on. Juggling the priorities of work, home, church, friends, and family life. How can I do all of this without upsetting the pastor? How can I do all of this whilst trying to make sure that I'm at the right place that I should be without upsetting my husband or wife? How do I make sure that I get alongside my close friends and support them as they go through the issues that they face today? And I'm trying to hold down my professional job. And there's the professional ladder as well. There's always another rung to be climbed, another exam to be done. The inevitable, can you produce another paper on this particular area of research? Are you able to bring more money into the firm? That might mean a few more hours sat at your desk. Another assessment to go through to get on to the next stage. So there's the professional ladder, the issues we face there, but also the structural issues that we face. As Peter was saying earlier on, are we praying for our management? Are we praying for those people that we're working alongside? The professional issues that we're facing in our firms and practices, in our hospitals, in our GP practices. There are real huge pressures there. And of course, the economic pressures. How do we deal with the reality of running our own home, running our lives? And we're living in turbulent economic times. How do we think through these things well? There's the living costs to deal with. And of course, there's job security. There could be concerns of our own job security. But it may be that we're having to deal with and make hugely difficult decisions about other people's job security, the future of others in your practice or in your hospital. These are stressful challenges that we face personally within our lives. As a personal example for myself, a tipping point came actually just before I went to Africa in 2000. I was just a new elder in a church. I'd taken on the responsibility of doing that. I got two young children. And at the same time, that professional ladder situation was facing me. Can I make it to partner level? And I was told by the other partners, you've got all the right attributes to do this. But what we really want you to do is make a little bit more money for the firm before we actually install you into that situation. Here's your new annual target. See if you can make it. I spent 12 months of my life charging after that, trying to make sure that I was balancing my church life, my family life, and spending hours in the office trying to make sure that I could get to the top. And there was a great cost, a cost to my family and a cost, I think, to my friendships. And my wife always says it was the 1 year she thought she might lose me. Where should I have been focusing my life at that point? And having the opportunity to be able to discuss that would have been crucial for me. I'm thankful to the Lord that we got through that. you may be facing those type of challenges personally. But it's not just the personal challenges, it's the political challenges, the political environment we're living in today, where our biblical values clash with the world in which we live. What are those things? What are the issues that we have? Closer to home, we all face demands, but we need to have clear thinking about how we deal with our peers and how we deal with those people that are around us. Because our response to the challenges in the political environment, well, at best, we might be marked out as being a little bit different. At worst, we're shunned because of the views and the values which we express. So how do we respond to some of the challenges that we have in the profession today? For the doctors, you know, how do I think about the doctors' strike that was going on? CMF were putting both views of the debate. We have different views within these things between ourselves as Christians, let alone Christians and non-Christians. We have to think through these issues carefully. For us as lawyers, the lack of access to justice that's out there. How do I respond to that as a Christian? Those who can't pay, can't afford to get a lawyer, is it right that they don't get justice? Can I, as a Christian, speak into that? And sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. If there's a huge pressure for us today in the political environment, how do we do this? Can I openly share and talk about my faith? It's an ever-pressing issue. Can I be open and honest about what is the most important thing in my life, which is following Jesus Christ? See, those conversations can sometimes lead to joyful encounters, but they also can lead to uncomfortable and stressful encounters. So what am I allowed to say? How far am I willing to share the good news with my neighbours, my friends, my work colleagues? The Lawyers Christian Fellowship and the Evangelical Alliance have brought out Speak Up, which you may have heard about. There's some copies of these. There's a shortened version. It's the easy to read. It's had an editor saying, taking out all the legalese. 44,000 of these have so far been distributed around the churches. If you want more of them, then please do get in contact with us. It's an easy read to guide, and there's a longer guide talking about those things. But the legal landscape is changing over time, and we need to be ready to speak into that. But there's also the other challenges of responding to changing attitudes, the issues of conscience and sexuality and gender issues. For the nurses here, you know, the Glasgow midwives is just the tip of the iceberg. Peter has already spoken about the current consultation with regard to pharmacists. As Christian lawyers, we're grappling with the issue of the right to bake a cake. How do we deal with that? How do we deal with these areas of discrimination? And these changing attitudes towards sexuality, how do we think through these well so that we have a good narrative, a better story, as Glenn Harrison has recently put it, to speak into these issues well? Our environment has changed enormously, and I was struck by it because I know from personal experience that 20 years ago, 1997, as a family lawyer, I had a particular meeting with a divorce client. His wife had sadly left him and was threatening to keep the children in her new home that she had made. He was particularly distressed because his wife had left him for another woman, a new female partner, and he was worried about his two young children moving into that situation. What was the impact that was going to have on them? How are they going to grapple with these huge changes in what was a family structure? And he was so worried, he gave me urgent instructions to apply for an injunction, which was quite unusual. But I still recall today the reaction of the judge at that hearing. And he granted the application, an injunction, which meant the children had to stay with him and didn't have to go back to the mother at the time. And he said, in his words, to make sure that the children were protected, because given the mother's new situation and circumstances of living with a female partner, he could not envision a situation where the children would be living with her full time. 20 years on, the likelihood of a judge saying that today is unthinkable. He would probably face sanction from the judicial authorities. But we have seen a sea change in recent years. So how are we going to deal with these ever-evolving situations? And what about you as doctors, these new technologies? How are you thinking about them? Do they present you with opportunities? Of course they do. But there are massive challenges within some of the areas of new technology and how that's going to affect us. And we ignore these things at our peril. As Peter was sort of saying, we can either disengage and bury our heads in the sand, or we can say, no, we need to get engaged. We need to think about these and have a Christian input into our views on this. It may put us out of kilter with the prevailing attitudes of the world that we live in. But I think the very fact that you are here today means that you don't want to ignore them, that you don't want to bury your heads in the sand. You want to understand, share, and learn together about how we interact and react to these. It's good for us in the LCF and the CMF to come together to work through and grapple with these issues and understand the times that we're living in, to consider our situation from a gospel worldview. The call of God came through the prophet of Isaiah in one of these well-loved passage. Here is the call to those who were coming, who were in Babylon, to enjoy the richness of the homecoming to Jerusalem. So we read these verses. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me, hear that your soul may live. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. There are some commentators that suggest that maybe the comfort of Babylon was a little bit too enticing, and that their vision for Jerusalem had somewhat dimmed. What those in exile needed was to have a preparedness to understand that full satisfaction could only be found in the Lord and in his grace and in his word. Only listening to God and his word would enable them to act in accordance with his word, to have real integrity and godliness. We all have a responsibility to pay close attention to what the Lord is saying and not what the world is saying. Later on in this chapter, there is a call to repentance, to turn away from our ways and to do what God has called us to do. And we need to grasp and understand the fact that God's ways and understanding are far beyond our expectations. And as Peter reminded us earlier on, he is sovereign. Nothing can thwart him. But real hope, real true freedom, and we will be talking about freedom later on with the issues of sexuality and what true freedom means there, is found in God and in him alone. So, in the rest of this session, we are going to challenge you to get into groups of five or six, and to think through some questions that may have come out of what Peter has said, may come out of the challenges that you have, the dilemmas and issues that you are facing in your own lives. We're going to sort of give you about 20, 25 minutes to do that, and may you come back and have some feedback before we then go on to lunch. So here are some discussion starters for you. What has been the most challenging or stressful issue for you as a Christian in your work, as a medic or a lawyer? And how have you dealt with it? What are the best ways of working it out? And are there still any remaining issues that you need to deal with from this? Secondly, are there any issues and challenges that now, as you look back, you think you could have prepared yourself more fully for? And the thing is, we're here together with a whole range of people, from those who are just starting out to those who have been there, seen it, done it. Exchanging those ideas is helpful. So that second question is important. How could you have prepared yourself more fully for some of those difficulties and issues? What are the most difficult pressure points that you see coming in the future for Christians in your profession? And what are the ways in which you think those can be faced? You'll know more than others what those specific things are. Share in that. And then what ethical or conscience issues have you come up against? And how did or do you address this? Do you think it will be harder in coming years to do the same? And if so, why? I think the issue of conscience is one that both Peter and I are really aware of. And it's going to be one of those big issues for us as organizations, as how we put a Christian message out there, but the fact that conscience is so important. So how do you deal with those? So you're going to have to do this yourselves. I'm not going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and put you in groups like that. So just turn around, get yourself into groups of 5 or 6, and then just grapple with some of these questions, and then we'll come back together a bit before lunch.